Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin, and today we're talking about something that every commercial real estate investor needs to understand, but that most people get wrong: market cycles. Understanding where a market is in its cycle can be the difference between making great returns and losing your shirt. And I'm going to break down exactly how to read market cycles and how to adjust your strategy accordingly. So let's start with the basics. Real estate markets move in cycles. They don't go up in a straight line forever, and they don't stay down forever either. These cycles are driven by the fundamental economic principle of supply and demand. But they're influenced by dozens of factors: interest rates, employment, demographics, construction costs, investor sentiment, you name it. The classic real estate cycle has four phases: recovery, expansion, hypersupply, and recession. Now, different economists and analysts might use slightly different terminology, but the concept is the same. Let me walk you through each phase. Phase one is recovery. This is the phase right after a downturn. Vacancy rates are high, rent growth is flat or negative, and there's very little new construction happening. Why? Because developers and investors got burned in the recession and they're cautious. Banks are tight with lending. Everyone's licking their wounds. But here's what's happening beneath the surface. Demand is starting to come back. The economy is recovering. People are getting jobs again. Companies are starting to expand. But supply isn't responding yet because everyone's still scared from the recession. This is actually one of the best times to invest, but it's also the hardest time psychologically. Why? Because everything looks terrible. Vacancy is high, rents are weak, and everyone's talking about how bad the market is. But if you can see the early signs of recovery, job growth picking up, absorption starting to improve, vacancy stabilizing, you can buy assets at attractive prices before the market turns. The key indicators I watch in the recovery phase are employment trends, absorption rates, and whether vacancy has stopped rising and started to stabilize. When you see consistent job growth for several quarters and absorption turning positive, that's your signal that recovery is underway. Phase two is expansion. This is when things start to get good. Vacancy is declining, rents are growing, and investor confidence is returning. Construction starts to pick up, but it's still relatively modest because everyone remembers the recession. Demand is strong and outpacing supply, which drives rent growth and falling vacancy. Property values are appreciating. Cap rates might start to compress as investors become more confident and willing to pay higher prices. This is a great time to be invested in real estate. Your properties are performing well, rents are growing, and values are increasing. If you bought in the recovery phase, you're looking really smart right now. The expansion phase can last for years. In fact, the expansion phase of the 2010s lasted nearly a decade in many markets. During this phase, you want to be focused on operational excellence, maximizing NOI, keeping occupancy high, pushing rents as the market allows. This is also a good time to refinance if you bought earlier in the cycle. You can pull out equity as your properties have appreciated and use that capital for new investments. Phase three is hypersupply. This is where things start to get dangerous. The market has been strong for years. Everyone's making money. Developers are building like crazy because construction is profitable. Lenders are loose with capital because real estate has been performing well. But here's the problem. There's a lag between when construction starts and when it delivers. It might take 2 or 3 years to build a large multifamily or office project. So all these projects that started when the market was strong are now delivering at the same time. Suddenly, there's way more supply than demand can absorb. Vacancy starts to rise. Rent growth slows or turns negative. Landlords start offering concessions to attract tenants. Property values stop appreciating or even start to decline. But here's the tricky part. The overall economy might still look good. Employment might still be strong. It's not a recession yet. The problem is real estate-specific oversupply. This is a dangerous time to be buying. Prices might still be high from the expansion phase, but fundamentals are deteriorating. If you buy at the peak of the hypersupply phase, you could be underwater for years. The key indicators I watch are construction pipeline relative to historical absorption, rising vacancy rates, increasing concessions, and slowing rent growth. When you see a massive amount of supply coming online and fundamentals starting to weaken, that's your warning sign. Phase 4 is recession. This is when the economy contracts. Employment falls, businesses close, tenants default. Demand for real estate drops significantly. Vacancy spikes, rents fall, and property values decline. The recession phase is painful if you're over-leveraged or if you bought at the peak. Properties that were cash flowing might now be losing money. Refinancing becomes difficult or impossible. Some investors are forced to sell at losses or even face foreclosure. But here's the thing. Recessions don't last forever, and they create opportunities. Properties that were overpriced at the peak are now available at discounts. Distressed sellers need to exit. If you have capital and patience, the recession phase can set you up for the next cycle. The key is having dry powder, cash or access to capital, and the courage to invest when everyone else is scared. Warren Buffett's famous quote applies perfectly to real estate. Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. Now here's what makes this complicated. Different markets are in different phases at the same time. While one market might be in expansion, another might be in hypersupply. And different property types within the same market can be in different phases. For example, in 2019, many multifamily markets were in hypersupply with massive construction pipelines, while industrial was in expansion with strong fundamentals and limited new supply. You had to understand the cycle for each property type in each market. So how do you actually use this information? Well, your investment strategy should change based on where the market is in the cycle. In the recovery phase, you want to be aggressive. Buy as much as you can, assuming you can get financing. Focus on markets and property types showing early signs of recovery. Be willing to accept some near-term pain for long-term gain. In the expansion phase, you want to be active but selective. Continue buying, but be disciplined about underwriting. Don't overpay just because the market is hot. Focus on operational excellence with your existing portfolio. In the hypersupply phase, you want to be cautious. Be very selective about new acquisitions. Focus on markets and property types that aren't overbuilt. Consider selling properties that have appreciated significantly. Build up cash reserves. In the recession phase, you want to be defensive with existing assets, but opportunistic about new investments. Focus on keeping your properties occupied and your tenants happy. But also look for distressed opportunities if you have capital. The biggest mistake investors make is using the same strategy regardless of where the market is in the cycle. They buy aggressively at the peak because that's when it feels safest. Everyone's making money, the market looks strong. But that's actually the riskiest time to buy. Conversely, they're scared to buy in the recovery phase because everything looks terrible. But that's actually the best time to buy. You have to be contrarian. You have to be willing to go against the herd. That's uncomfortable, but that's where the best returns are made. Now, I want to be clear about something. Timing the market perfectly is impossible. You can't call the exact top or the exact bottom. What you can do is understand where you are in the cycle and adjust your strategy accordingly. If you're in late expansion or early hypersupply, you don't need to sell everything immediately. But you should be more cautious about new acquisitions. You should be building cash reserves, and you should be thinking about which properties you might want to sell. If you're in recession or early recovery, you don't need to buy everything in sight. But you should be actively looking for opportunities. You should be building relationships with brokers and lenders, and you should be ready to move when you find the right deal. The key is being aware, being flexible, and being willing to adjust your strategy as conditions change. The investors who get in trouble are the ones who keep doing the same thing regardless of market conditions. All right, that's your primer on market cycles. Understand the four phases, know the indicators to watch, and adjust your strategy accordingly. This knowledge will serve you well throughout your investing career. Keep learning, stay disciplined, and keep building that passive income. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.